Obradoiro staircase and the Portico of Glory crypt. Before you go into the crypt, go up the double staircase around it. In the 17th century, after a number of modifications, this beautiful, complex and original arrangement replaced the Romanesque version by Master Matteo. The statues of King David and King Solomon are medieval and were relocated at the top of the staircase. From there, you can look out over the elegant Plaza del Obradorio. Now let's go down to the crypt of the Portico of Glory. It's been wrongly named the Old Cathedral, although it was never in fact a cathedral. You can visit most of the crypt. The crypt is attributed to Master Matteo, and it was designed in the 12th century to span the sloping terrain and support the Portico of Glory. The result was this ingenious, beautiful, and above all solid solution. If you go inside to see it, you'll find a cruciform church dominated by three wide pillars. In order to see how it relates to the cathedral above, let me explain that the first pillar you see when you enter supports the staircase. It has an image of the church's patron saint, St. James, on it. The next one supports the doorway, and the third, the Portico of Glory. The most interesting features are the bosses of the central vault, on which two angels hold a solar disk and a crescent moon, respectively. They represent the heavens, and were once surrounded by painted stars, which are no longer there. The abundant plant motifs that decorate the crypt represent the earthly world, which needed celestial light on it to illuminate it. The entire design has been interpreted as being complementary to the apocalypse in the Portico of Glory. Now we're going to enter the cathedral through the Platerius doorway, which you'll find to the left of the exit. Just go up the street called Calle de Fonseca.